Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. We bring it back because Ron's back from vacation.
Yay.
So there's a lot of good to pick from, so let's get it there, going
well,
with the good of the day.
Yes, there could be a lot of good, but there's only one good that we have to highlight today. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the greatest hockey player you've never known. Scored 8 goals, Tony. In an all-star game in Mother Russia. That's Vladimir Putin.
Of all of the last 5 days, you picked the good, a hockey game in Russia, for a guy who scored 8 goals in an all-star game.
Yeah.
All-star games are usually lit up with goals.
Yeah. You know why I picked that?
Why?
Because the guy who scored 8 goals, Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin scored 8 goals?
He scored 8 goals in a totally legit all-star hockey game.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure the goalie was like, whoops! Oh!
Again!
Oh, wow, you got me one more time with that 20-mile-an-hour slap shot. I just didn't see it coming.
I'm really shocked still to this day that he wasn't given an NHL contract.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what he got last time they had an all-star game, but I don't know if it was 8 goals.
Which is harder to do as a goalie? Making a save on a legitimate NHL shot or making it look like you can't get a goal on a terrible hockey shot?
That's a good question.
Because the goalie can't just get out of the goal and let Vladimir Putin score, but he certainly can't accidentally stop it either. Right, because we'd like to hear from him again at some point in his hockey career. So he has to make it look like he's like, oh man, I dove to the left and couldn't quite get it.
Yeah,
right. I mean, but you have to make sure you don't get it.
He played for Team Legend, which I mean, obvious, right? I mean, right? I don't even know what the other. It doesn't even matter what the other team was called. And he scored his first goal within 30 seconds of the opening puck drop.
That's right, because nobody's going to go after him, and nobody's going to check him, and nobody's going to stop him.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just, you know, sailed down the rink.
This is like when Joseph Stalin used to give speeches, and they would clap for 4.5 hours because nobody wanted to stop. Nobody wanted to be the person that didn't clap.
Yeah.
Right? It's the same thing here. It's like, shoot, Vladimir Putin's on the ice. We'll make sure he gets everything he wants out of this game.
You think they sat back and he's like, ah, how many goals do you think you'll score? Like pre-game talk, at least 7 or 8. Hey, guys, right. Make it 8. He said make 7 or 8. We can cap it off
anything
at 8.
Anything I want. Vladimir Putin looks like a Bond villain, doesn't he?
Oh, he is a Bond villain.
Like, shouldn't he be sitting in a chair, petting a white cat, pressing a button on electrocuting some chair?
Well, I mean, he has that palace. I think we talked about his palace one time where it was like, you know, it's like billions, $11 billion palace somewhere in Sochi where the Olympics were held. And that whole place has gone to, you know what?
Think he has a piranha pit with a bridge that just collapses in.
With laser beams.
Vladimir Putin. How great is that?
Yeah. But I like this with this one writer. Ryder put down too, is like, but has he ever shot 38 under par?
That's right.
I mean, that's Kim Jong-un.
That's right. Kim Jong-un, he's another fantastic, I mean, athletic leader, right?
Putin may dominate the ice, but Kim Jong-un dominates the links.
Can you imagine walking up to the goalie, Mikhail, come here. He's got to score every time. And then like 2 days later, you're like, where's Mikhail? Yeah. Who's Mikhail? We don't know who he is.
He got reassigned to Siberia team.
He got reassigned. Yeah. He's on another team out east, quote unquote. Using the air quotes.
So that's why, I mean, you know, gotta highlight the good of Putin. Hockey legend.
Oh, goodness. You know what? He did do a miracle. Remember he brought the Winter Olympics to that summer resort area?
Yes.
In Sochi.
That's where
a place that is known for summer vacations. He brought the Winter Games there.
That's where his palace is. Remember, I think they shipped in snow.
Yeah, they did.
They brought in snow to his favorite beach resort. Be like us saying, yeah, the Winter Olympics this year, Miami.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, we're going to look at Oakland. Because the Oakland A's have pretty much been given permission by Major League Baseball.
This is amazing.
To relocate if the city doesn't approve the new stadium deal.
This is blackmail. This has always been blackmail. Every league that has done this, and they've done it forever, this is legal blackmail. It's like racketeering, right?
Yeah. Now, granted, the Oakland Coliseum is extremely outdated.
Oh, it's a dump. It's an absolute dump.
Blow
no
it
question.
Up.
No question.
But you can't. I always have a hard time with this. Like you're forcing a city to. You're forcing the taxpayers of that city to do something. The owner's not building this, and that's where it should come from, right?
Seriously, these guys go to city council. These leagues, and it doesn't matter. Take your pick. I don't care who it is. David Stern used to do this too. They would go to the city councils and they would go like, "Hey, man, that's a really nice NBA team you got there. It would be a shame something happened to it."
Yeah.
And that's what they do.
What? Why do you think Golden State moved?
Exactly. Like, shame something happened to it. You know,
they try to do it on a thing like, well, you know, we were originally a San Francisco team, so we just moved back.
No. If they had gotten the money, they would have stayed exactly where they were. But they didn't. So they moved to a place that would give them what they wanted.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here.
So now we have Oakland A's. Mm-hmm. You know, people already, you know, Twitter's already going off about, hey, where do you think they should relocate to?
You know,
how about Nashville? How about San Antonio?
I was just
going to
say, there's a particular southern city that's really good with barbecue and music that I wouldn't mind seeing getting a Major League Baseball team in downtown.
Does Nashville A's roll off the tongue?
Yeah, I know. The Nashville Athlete would change that tomorrow. They would probably go to the music industry and go, give us a fun name like the Nashville Guitars or something like that.
Or Nashville
Picks.
The Nashville B-flat.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you know what? It should be the Nashville A-minors.
A-minors, there you
right?
go.
There you go. Call them that.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I guess what? Oakland's on the clock?
I think so.
Are they not going to have any teams anymore?
The strange thing about it is, you got to go way back. I got to say early 90s. Before Tampa Bay got a team, they had that Thunderdome down there. That now it's the Tropicana Field. But remember the Giants were going to go there?
Yep.
There was a big buzz about the Giants movie because Candlestick was like, gross. And there was a buzz about them relocating to Tampa. And then they got AT&T Park. And then that's how it works.
And it's all good. Now they have the best views of all of baseball.
Even if you have zero interest, even if you have absolutely no interest of relocating your team, like you know deep down you're not relocating your team, but you won't tell anybody. You just leave it as a threat.
Yeah, and the issue that I have with this one too, you know, the A's owner, I'm not even sure who it is just wealthy beyond wealthy because not only is it because he's a billionaire because you have to be to own any professional team, but who's on their roster? They pinch so many pennies. It's amazing that they
probably have a payroll.
They probably have made enough money to build three stadiums in Oakland. And say, hey, guys, we're going to have three game series, one in each ballpark this week.
Exactly. But you know what? It bothers me so much. And you know what? I've let the NFL off the hook, and I shouldn't let the NFL off the hook. They're one of the biggest perpetrators of this when they left Los Angeles open for 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? Almost 30 years. When they just were like, oh, there's a city in LA that doesn't have an NFL team. Maybe we should go there if you can't get this done for us. They did that to every city in America, practically. That was look at all the new stadiums in the NFL that were built on taxpayer dimes.
Yep.
Now, some of it wasn't. Jerry Jones built his own stadium, but Jerry Jones could see a larger picture, I think. I think Jerry Jones could see, look, we should own it. We should own the best thing. And I don't need to explain myself. Remember, because it was the first $1 billion-plus stadium at the time? And he was like, I don't have to explain myself to the taxpayers. I'm building what I want to build. I'm building a Taj Mahal to my Taj Mahal team, and I don't need to answer to anybody for this. But teams that do it on the public dime are still building massive cribs.
Yeah, and then what boggles my mind is someone like the Falcons.
Yeah.
I mean, the Falcons have had two brand-new stadiums in what feels like 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
They just got into a new stadium.
Braves, like, the same thing. Braves.
Yes.
We drove down to Florida 2 weeks ago. We passed the old Turner Stadium. It's just sitting there. I went to the last game at Fulton County Stadium, the 96 World Series. That's not that long ago.
No, it's
not. The Braves have had three stadiums since 96, if you want to count Fulton County as their last. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and I agree. We all agree Oakland needs a new stadium.
Right, no question.
But, I mean, come on, owner, step up.
Step up. You want to stay in Oakland, do it there.
Yeah, you shouldn't put it on the tax. Your plan is to never sell this team, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones said, hey, I'm going to own this team forever. And then when I don't, I'm passing it on to my kids. They will own it forever. Yeah. We're not selling this.
Yep, without question.
So build a stadium.
All right, so what's the dumb of the day?
Well, I feel it's our duty to our listeners to keep them in the now.
All right.
And I learned something just yesterday. I learned a new word.
Which is?
Chuggy.
Chuggy?
Chuggy.
Which is?
It's spelled C-H-E-U-G-Y. And it's pretty much a phrase that Gen Z will use for people like us who are out of trends.
Out of trends. Okay. So we call it a chuggy. I don't think that'll stick.
You know what? It's been around for a lot longer than you and I thought.
Well, because I haven't heard it, it's not apparently sticking.
But I'm just letting you know. I think we're going to start hearing this word more and more because I think it's chuggy has finally hit mainstream. And I'm not saying it's going to end up in the Webster's Dictionary, but it was a phrase created by, she's now 23, but she started it when she was in high school.
Oh, forget it. This is nonsense. This is nonsense. Nonsense. I don't want to hear about a high school kid creating a word that's now famous.
She was 13 and she created it and it's kind of grabbed some legs.
I've never heard it.
Well, I bet you now. Ask your daughter. See if she knows chuggy.
All right, maybe I will.
See if she knows, or your son, chuggy. Because I'm struggling to figure out what it is, and I'm just wanting to keep our listeners in the know that, you know, if you hear chuggy, you heard it here first.
All right. Well, that was I think that is one of the dumbs.
That's all right. Very dumb.
Coming up, not only dumb, but should drive everyone to anger next as we continue with Wake Up Call.